Appendix: The Commands of Christ on the Use of Possessions. Maybe you feel that this book has been dominated by man's opinion rather than by what the Bible really says. Just in case that is true, I've included this appendix, made up almost entirely of New Testament verses that deal with the subject of economics. If you decide to throw away the rest of this book, go ahead, but first tear out this chapter and keep it. After all, you are already carrying around these same passages with you if you have a complete New Testament. First section: What are Christ's commands? Matthew 6:19a. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. King James Version. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. New American Standard. Or, make no store of wealth for yourselves on earth. Bible and Basic English. This night your soul shall be required of you. Then who shall these things be? So is he that lays up treasure for himself. Luke 12:20-21. Take therefore no thought of the morrow. Matthew 6:34. Beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Luke 12:15. They that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. But you, O man of God, flee these things. 1 Timothy 6:9 and verse 11. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. Hebrews 13:5. Covetousness, let it not be once named among you. Ephesians 5:3. But seek you first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. Luke 12:33. Sell all that you have and give alms. King James Version. Sell your possessions and give to charity. New American Standard. Give what property you have in exchange for money, and give the money to the poor. Bible and Basic English. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Matthew 6:20. Give to every man that asks of you. Luke 6:30. And if any man sue you at law and take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. Matthew 5:40. Lend, hoping for nothing again. Matthew 6:35. Use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves. Luke 16:9. As you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. Luke 6:31. But rather give alms of such things that you have. Luke 11:41. Next section. What are the principles behind Christ's commands? 1. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6:21. 2. You cannot serve God and mammon. Luke 16:13. 3. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Luke 16:15. 4. The love of money is the root of all evil. 1 Timothy 6:10. 5. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Luke 4:18. 6. Blessed are you who are poor. Luke 6:20. 7. Has not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom? James 2:5. 8. And the rich he has sent away empty. Luke 1:53. 9. But woe unto you that are rich. Luke 6:24. 10. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Matthew 19:24. 11. Whoever he be of you that forsakes not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:33. 12. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? 1 John 3:17. 13. Inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you have done it unto me. Matthew 25:40. 14. My God shall supply all your need. Philippians 4:19. Next section. How important is it to obey Christ's commands? 1. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. John 15:14. 2. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. Matthew 7:24. 3. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Luke 6:46. 4. And hereby do we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that says, I know him, and keeps not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 5. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. John 14:21. 6. In flaming fire taking vengeance on them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. 7. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. Next section. What classes of people should obey Christ's commands? 1. Charge them that are rich, that they be ready to distribute. Sections from 1 Timothy 6:17-18. 2. Yet you lack one thing. Sell all that you have, and distribute unto the poor. He was very rich. Sections from Luke 18:22-23. Zacchaeus, he was rich, and said, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Sections from Luke 19:2-8. 4. This poor widow has cast in more than they all. Luke 21:3. 5. He that has two coats, let him impart to him that has none. Luke 3:11. 6. In their deep poverty, beyond their power, gave. Sections from 2 Corinthians 8:2-5. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working, that he may have, to give to him that needs. Sections from Ephesians 4:28. Next section. To what extent should we obey Christ's commands? 1. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man has, and not according to that he has not. 2 Corinthians 8:12. 2. That your abundance may be a supply for their want, that there may be equality. Sections from 2 Corinthians 8:14. 3. And sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. Acts 2:45. 4. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and distribution was made unto every man, according as he had need. Acts 4, sections from verses 34 and 35. 5. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. 2 Corinthians 8:9. 6. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. 1 Timothy 6:8. 7. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Galatians 6:10. 8. Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Last section. What are the consequences for not obeying Christ's commands? 1. Go to now, you rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches shall eat at your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. Sections from James 5:1-3. 2. You in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. Luke 16:25. 3. The deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Sections from Mark 4:19. 4. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. John 15:12. Every tree, therefore, which brings not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. Luke 3:9. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Revelation 3:16-17. 7. Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, for I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. Matthew 25:41-42. 8. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Luke 12:47.